In 2001, when Wayne Dale Matisse and Van Dien San founded Partners in Compassion, a tiny non-denominational, non-governmental organization, NGO, there were no AIDS drugs in Cambodia, and no means of testing for HIV either. The very idea of children growing up with AIDS would have seemed impossible. Today, some treatments are available, and Watopat, a self-supporting program of Partners in Compassion, has evolved into a visionary community where HIV-positive and HIV-negative children live together as family. And because they are growing up side by side, the fact of AIDS deeply affects all the children. Whether they have been orphaned or watched their friends and siblings die, live with HIV or AIDS themselves, or are nurturing younger siblings who are infected, or if their family or community has been touched in some other way by the disease. These children are growing up with AIDS. During my first five-month visit to Cambodia, I had no thought of writing a book. I was not a writer, but I became one because I found a story so worth telling. I am not a journalist, nor is this a book about AIDS in Cambodia. All the statistics you need are available online in the many publications of the United Nations and the Cambodian National AIDS Authority. But behind the spreadsheets are real people whose lives are acutely affected by abstract policy decisions, trade agreements, and political dramas. As the African saying goes, when elephants fight, it is the grass that gets trampled. When you first meet the children, you would be hard-pressed to guess who is HIV positive and who isn't. I first wrote in a rocket made of ice, using the children's real names, but then realized that this breach of privacy might cause a child to be stigmatized in school or in the village. Neighbors know that some of the children at Watopat are HIV positive, but not which ones. And even after children leave Watopat, this information could jeopardize their careers and social prospects. It is still a child's own personal decision whom to tell and whether to tell and when. For this reason, I have chosen to change the names of most of the children and adults, both HIV positive and negative, and to not name the children in the photos or put their pictures with their stories without their permission. Thus, the inclusion of any child's picture says nothing at all about his or her HIV status. The names of some volunteers have been changed as well. Renaming people is no small matter. Cambodian names are meticulously chosen with due consideration given to meanings and portents, and I found the struggle to change the names of my friends profoundly unsettling. I consulted many Khmer baby name lists and names of friends on Facebook, looking for more than 40 new but common names that were easy to pronounce for a non-Khmer reader. Although I tried to find a name suitable for each child in sound, poetry, and meaning, and in some instances asked a child to choose his or her own name, I apologize for any choice that might make a child unhappy.